WMFO in Medford. I'm here to fill in till 9 o'clock, 7 to 9 o'clock, for Mike Newman from Mike on the Mic. Fantastic radio show. It's my pleasure to jump in here for 2 hours and let you listen to some tunes. Smitty's going to be joining me. And I don't know, I'm going to blast through some stuff first, but probably about a half hour or so. But going to play a lot of stuff. It's 7 in the morning, 7 a.m., so we want to wake you up, right? So I'll talk to you in about 15, 20 minutes. Right, I'm going to play a lot of stuff for you. Once again, WMFO in Medford. This is Mike on the Mic with Sky Bar filling in. Here we go. Wake up, people. Everyone should be sufficiently awake by now. That was the Dropkick Murphys with a song called The Outcast. Before that, The Hives, Crash Into the Weekend, off their newest release called The Death of Randy Fitzsimmons. One Fall was Surrounder off Spine First, their great new EP. Teenage Bottle Rocket with Freak Out. And we started with Shake the Faith, Against the Wall. Todd Erickson's old band, Shake the Faith. We've been talking a whole lot about Rock Garden Records in a little bit. While I'm at it, let me get this out of the way. Oh, the screen shifted on me. I can still see it. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right, it's 7:13. We got a ways to go. I'm going to continue blasting out the tunes. This is new stuff by the Nervous Eaters, who have a show at the Barron on December 9th with Randy Black. Not to be missed, Nervous Eaters are a great band from the 80s, legendary, and they have new material. Consistently crank out great stuff. So once again, it's December 9th with Randy Black, Nervous Eaters, and this is their latest single called Talk. Oh, A lot of this stuff is newer stuff that just came out, and that was Key of Caustic, a song called Closet off their great release called Unleashed. Andrea Gillis, About a Girl, single by her. The Family Township with By the Fox off 20th Century Wasters. And of course, started with Nervous Eaters in their latest single called Talk at 727. WMFO in Medford, Skybar here, filling in for Mike on the mic. We're going to be up with Smitty after this next block of tunes. This next one is by a band called Huck 2.
Please don't cry. I will always be right. lashing out for the come-up, lashing out for their lives, lashing out at each other, oh, lashing out for the crimes, oh. Your bubble, building great till there ain't no escape. They say you up and you out, look at your front of the yard, and you'll be blessed with this life on a chain. While the fear that's inside, you got your better up in a legendary. Don't know how to break it, but oh, trying harder every day to rise up, strike a match, burn it down, and walk away.
All right, that was brand new stuff by the Iron Roses. A song called Screaming for a Change. The Jacklights with Past Tense off their newest EP, Final Girl. Huck 2 with Letter Home. 7:38. I'm here with Smitty. Thanks for coming in bright and early.
Thanks for coming in. Thank you for having me in.
No, it's always a pleasure to have you in.
I mean, this is great. You know, we got so much fun stuff going on. It also works out that I'm going to be where you're sitting on Wednesday evening doing On the Town with Mikey D. That's the fifth Wednesday of the month in November. So we're going to be turning around and coming right back again. But, you know, I love coming here. Yeah, it's kind of early. It's swung by Dunkey. You know,
we got some coffee. Yeah. Smitty fueled me up. So that's good stuff. That's good stuff. And so we get a big show. And we're going to get into it a little more in depth after I play some songs by the bands. But briefly, this is a big show we got coming up.
This is like, I really, you know, one of my popular things I keep posting all the time is My Cup Runneth Over. Because it does. I mean, I feel so blessed to be having all this wonderful, you know, the shows and the bands. And, you know, now that we're working with Todd and Lisa at Rock Garden Records and new singles coming out, and they got a bunch of bands. And I was just telling Skybar as we were playing music that really, you know, Todd and Lisa can't come from the same mindset that I do in terms of like getting the message out there and promoting shows and promoting bands. And it's just so wonderful to have all these beautiful people to work with, and the partnership with WMFO and Mark Skin Radio. Really, I just, you know, at the young age of 66, I can't believe all this fun stuff is going on. I mean, in the old days, 66, you know, you'd just be riding off into the sunset.
We got two 60-plus-year-old guys here, and we're still kind of going strong. How did you get involved with Todd and Lisa with Rock Garden?
Well, so, you know, the long version is that Todd and Lisa actually came to a Little Billy Law Show a long time ago, and then we put together a benefit for Jay Potts. I think that was like last year or the year before. And Todd and Lisa had mentioned that they were, you know, they got that recording studio that they have up there in Portland, and they're putting together a record label. And God bless Patrick, the bass player in Patrick Moynihan and Little Billy Lost. He's like, Smitty, these guys are the real deal. We have to see what's going on. So, you know, we did a deep dive and we talked to Todd and Lisa. And really, I am just so excited. It's been a really long time since a brand new record label, Rock Garden Records, has emerged from the local music scene here in Boston that has just got so many wonderful, exciting things going on. And, you know, I feel like, you know, right place, right time. It's working out. you know, knocking on wood, knock, 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 knock. And yeah, we got that big show going on tomorrow featuring all kinds of artists and bands on Rock Garden Records, but it's also a celebration of the 55th anniversary of the White Album by the Beatles. We got Chachu Lapret involved and all kinds of people. We'll get into the minutia later. Yeah. But I'm just excited. And again, thank you, Skybar, for having me in. You know I love you.
Always my pleasure to have you in.
Oh, it's so much fun. And
one-man party.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like once you get on the air, it gets the adrenaline going. Yeah, you know, I'll take a nap later today.
Yeah. Oh, I'll be all like a light at 9:15.
I love it.
Right? But I'm going to play a bunch of songs from some of the bands that are going to be at that this Sunday, and then we'll talk a little more specifically about the show itself. And during the next talk session, we might even get a phone call. But might as well start with Holy Smoke. This is I think it's their newest single, but this is Spirit of Change. This is Holy Smoke. I'm going to play 4 or 5 songs. Here we go.
Behind me, I can feel it walking right beside me. Try to hide, always.
All right, there you have it. That was Crow Falla with In Between. All these bands will be at tomorrow. It's coming up quick. It's tomorrow. I can say that now. Crow Falla with In Between. Smitty Smee and the Fez Tones with the Growler.
Never heard of those guys.
Latest smash single.
No clue who they are.
Well, you're going to be talking about them in 1 minute. Little Billy Lost.
Woo! Another band I know nothing about.
With Shout, their latest. And Holy Smoke, Taught Himself with Spirit of Change. So let's talk a bit more about, specifically about the show tomorrow.
Yeah,
who's
right.
going to be there? Because it's
I got
it's a
the
lot.
Whole list. It's a ton of bands, a ton of special guests, and the whole deal. So the hot setup is tomorrow, Sunday, November 26th at Brighton Music Hall. Which, you know, it's kind of funny. It's like they always say Alston, Brighton area. It's like pick one. Is it really
right,
Alston,
right.
Brighton?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going Alston.
Alston, right?
Yeah.
Student ghetto. Yeah. Now, so here's the thing. You know, I've been in this town a long time. It really was a genuine student ghetto over there. I looked on a map from far away, not too far away, but you've got the Boston area. They call that area now Koreatown.
Really?
It's just loaded with Korean restaurants bakeries and all kinds of fun stuff.
Right.
So my better half, Lucia, you know, her parents are both from South Korea, so I guess that kind of makes her a Korean American.
Yeah.
Although she was raised in Rhode Island, and she has a New England accent that would rival all the cast members on Cheers. If you got your eyes closed, it's like, oh, she must have been an extra on Cheers.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so Alton Brighton, Brighton Music Hall. Doors are at 4. Music will happen around 4:30, 4:45. All ages, Skybar. Bring everybody.
Bring the kids.
Bring the kids, the whole crew. Because it's Sunday, short of parking or what do you call it?
Bins.
Fire hydrants and meters and all that stuff. Well, meters, they're free. They're completely free. Just don't park in front of a fire hydrant or a
driveway
and or a bus route. But it's all free parking. So that's huge. And so the other special thing about this is we're celebrating the 55th anniversary of the Beatles' White Album. And we have Chachi Lapret coming in as one of the hosts. He has this show on the radio called Breakfast with the Beatles.
Yeah, he's like Mr. Beatle.
He is Mr. Beatle. So, I love that. And so the Beatles were definitely how I got involved in all this nonsense. I was like 7 years old, watched them live on Ed Sullivan. You know, I'm like 7. All these girls in the audience are screaming their, you know, minds out to them. I got goosebumps. I'm just like, what is going on here? You know, I've watched Ed Sullivan before. They didn't have an audience.